Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Jean Berger.
Oui, oui.
Come away with me to the cash box.
Oh, yes.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Is it a romantic notion that they would draft that young man who picked up a basketball for the first time in 2021?
A young Frenchman?
Yes, a young Frenchman.
Jean Berger. That's him.
That makes me giggle.
That's what the Athletic
yes.
Picked. It's who they picked at 12. Mm-hmm. And then who said that he's not?
Yahoo and SI in yes. research behind the glass. The guy's not in the top 30.
How does that happen?
Okay, but, I mean, come on. You know, how is a guy 12th and now not in the top 30?
Well, here's the problem with that. According to Draft Express, the 24 players invited to the NBA draft green room thus far includes Juan. How would Dustin pronounce this?
Frenchman?
I want him to play it again.
Oh, okay.
Jean Berger.
Bonjour. Yeah.
That he is invited. He's one of 24 going into the green room.
I mean, listen. He could look. He could look brilliant.
No. I'm just saying. Odds are he's going to be invited in the top 20.
So what's his profile? 6'11". He's a guy who's athletic. He's long. He has a defensive presence, but he's still got some skills that he needs to develop.
He might be 6'10". Is he 6'11"? Have we confirmed that yet?
I don't know that.
He's a long player.
Yes.
He's athletic. He's fast. He's got that big energy. You know, he's a big energy guy that can run the floor.
Energy guy. Great.
Energy guy who can run the floor.
I don't know enough about him to have a strong opinion to advocate for him. It does concern me that if he's not even listed on one mock draft for people who do this for a living, and on another he's projected to go as high as 12th, the disparity there would concern me.
I don't think he's listed in two mock drafts in what Dustin is claiming, right?
Yeah.
Not in the first round.
Correct. Right. Yahoo Sports and Sports Illustrated mock drafts, his name is not included.
I think what we're getting at is that you don't want the Bulls to get too cute in this draft. And how will we know that they are? I think if we're struggling to figure out where the origin story goes and how long has the prospect been playing basketball.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, he's been playing basketball for 5 years.
Yeah.
Right? Is it 4 years? What is it? Five years?
I think one of the bios I read was 2021. Another one said five years. Let's say
4 years.
He didn't grow up dribbling.
He's graduated into the game.
Yeah.
And the idea would be that if you take him, that he will blossom and he will develop
great.
Over the course of his NBA career.
Perhaps.
And he will become sort of the French Joker.
Well.
The Joker.
If you're looking to draft the French version of Joker, then I think you're going to be on a fool's errand. I don't know what the Bulls are looking for in this draft, and we can talk about what they need and what they will likely do, but do we have a clear picture of the type of player they're trying to draft?
Yes, I think.
Do you?
I really believe
I'm. Please tell me.
I can unlock this for you.
Please do.
I think they want to get a tall guy that can run the floor.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I know this sounds stupid to say it that way, but I think they are more concerned with replacing Vooch, not as a rim protector, not that he is one, but not as a three-point shooter, and he definitely is one of those. But they run the floor pretty well, and so they're looking for a guy athletic enough to be kind of a high-motor floor running guy.
They
so
want
when they open up everything.
Athletic guy with length,
yes.
defensive minded, can fit the 3-and-D mentality and approach, and isn't going to be huffing and puffing when they're playing at that pace.
I don't think they need the three from him.
Okay.
I think they need him to run the floor and dunk and be part of their fast break.
What you're describing would not automatically, but theoretically disqualify Derek Queen from Maryland. The guy that we like.
That's what we're hearing, right?
The guy that the pedigree we appreciate. He comes from the Big Ten. He hit a big shot in the tournament. We fell in love with his game. But I would think that you're not incorrect. And I'm saying that's why I think that's who we want the Bulls to draft. But I don't think it's who the Bulls will draft.
No, I don't think it's who the Bulls will draft.
But I don't know that they're going to go for out on a limb and draft the Frenchman that Dustin described or pronounced. I think that they may be more likely to, the way we're describing it, and you did that well, Asa Newell from Georgia.
That's another guy who would fit that mold.
And I think that's who they're going to get.
And that's very possible.
If he's there.
But they could also take what's the kid's name, the guy from BYU, that
Igor Demin.
Yes, Igor Demin.
He's definitely a guy who is like unlikely to be there at 12. No, but I think he's unlikely to be there at 12.
But he's also the kind of guy that they have already. They don't really need him, but they seem to be redundant in some positions.
Well,
I think they need the runner, the floor
they
runner.
They need
guy.
The floor runner. They need the big. They don't need somebody in the backcourt.
I'm not going to complain if it ends up being the Frenchman or the other kid. I don't think. I mean, listen, they need help. What about baguettes for everybody on Thursday morning
if they draft the Frenchman?
Baguettes for everybody. You know what?
Can we do that?
Dustin, get on the horn. Let's see if a certain friend of the program would come down here instead of any kind of sweet rolls. We get baguettes.
Yeah, it's okay. I like it.
How about croissants?
Yeah, we'll just no croissants. We're getting the baguette. I like the idea of like taking a bite of a giant baguette.
A little more crunch. A
little crunch.
All right. So back to the Bulls.
Croissant.
You describe it well. What about Colin Murray Boyles? Somebody who also has been mocked to them in certain mock drafts.
Yeah.
He's somebody that I think they have had in for a visit and worked out. And I believe that he is at least what we have seen reportedly on their list. He's 6'7", 240 out of South Carolina.
I feel confident in sharing to you that all of the names that we have been talking about thus far have received invitations to the green room.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of the 24.
Well, that's good because that means they have enough credentials to be qualified to be drafted in the first round, which is what you want.
Camera time.
So let me ask you this, though. How am I going to react? Or how would you advise me to react to what I also, I don't want to say fearing, but perhaps dreading? Kasparis Jakusconis is a fine prospect from the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
He's Lithuanian. He's well-rounded. He did not finish the year strong.
Yes.
He actually finished the year in such a way that you thought, well, he might need another year. He's a teenager. He's young. He's got potential. He might end up being an all-star. But I don't know how you feel about him if he's on the board, the Bulls drafting him, and how much the Bulls may like him because of his skill set.
Well, I mean, he speaks the same unspoken language.
There is that connection with AK.
Matas.
And AK. Matas. You
There's
wonder.
A certain,
but, yeah, I mean.
They can say lavas to each other.
Yes, they could.
Yeah.
But how will that translate onto the basketball court? Is that the best thing for the Bulls on this roster? I just don't know.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how AK feels about him. I don't know how Billy. I don't know how he would fit the way that they want to play. And I think there's too much guard there, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think they need a bigger guy. Here's what I hope, David. More than anything else, I hope they do make a deal. I hope that they trade and you tell me. You can give me any name of any player. And I will kind of nod my head. I hope they trade Vooch. I hope they trade Lonzo Ball. I don't I don't want to.
Can they trade Patrick Williams?
Well, no, they can't. That would be the ideal guy to trade.
Yeah, it's probably, that's true.
You know, I don't want Io traded necessarily, but I wouldn't argue with that.
Wouldn't argue with that. Okay.
No.
You keep going, though. One more. Is there one more?
Well, you want to trade Kobe White.
I don't want to trade Kobe White.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't think that they will trade Kobe White, although the rumor yesterday or since the Kevin Durant trade was that the Rockets were sniffing around, or possibly Casey Johnson addressed this. Casey Johnson also addressed the other big rumor.
Yeah.
Let me finish the thought. The Rockets' interest in Kobe White was something that was rumored. I don't know if it's real. Also, the Rockets are looking to supplement Kevin Durant with shooting, obviously. Now, the other big rumor pertaining the Bulls around the league, and you know what draft day brings.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of wheeling and dealing. That's the day all those years ago, 8 years ago now, they traded Jimmy Butler on draft night, and that was a big deal. That was in the Minnesota trade for Zach LaVine coming back. Nonetheless, Casey Johnson on CHSN addressed the Jonathan Kuminga rumor related to the Warriors.
The one thing that you are hearing, the one rumor that you are hearing, is the Bulls showing interest in Jonathan Kuminga in a sign-and trade. I will tell you, earlier this season, a lot of people around the league that I talked to assumed that he would be going into the Brooklyn Nets salary cap space if he did not re-sign with the Warriors. That talk, I can tell you, has died down. It sounds like Brooklyn is maybe going to keep their powder dry in the free agency market until next year. So Kuminga, if he does not re-sign with the Warriors, could be available. Now, two things to note here. If the Bulls were to take a big swing at this, he would certainly fit with the young, players with experience mode that Arturis Karnišević has been pointing to. And he also, obviously, with his athleticism, would fit into style of play. Now, some holdups. Last I heard, and this was in the combine, and things can be fluid and things can change, that the Warriors' interest in Nikola Vucevic had cooled. Obviously, they had some talks with the Bulls surrounding Nikola Vucevic at the trade deadline that did not materialize. So look, stay tuned on that one. I would probably guess, if you're asking me to guess, that Jonathan Kuminga will resign with the Warriors, but we will obviously monitor that as that situation unfolds.
Casey Johnson on CHSN. Let me just add something real quick, Molly. On NBCSportsBayArea.com, Mike Dunleavy spoke yesterday as well about this, and he said, quote, "I think we're in a good spot with it, honestly. We have the ability to bring him back. He's restricted. I think there will be good dialogue. I'd like to figure something out sooner than later. That would be great."
Okay. I don't think he's the problem. I think that Kuminga doesn't get along well with Steve Kerr. I don't think Kerr really likes his game or believes that he fits in what they're doing. So I it would make sense for the guy that is going to be wheeling and dealing to pretend like he's bringing back a player. And I don't mean that as harshly as it sounds, but we talked about Chris Getz earlier in the day saying great things about Luis Robert. They want to get rid of Luis Robert.
That's true.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's
true.
So it's just kind of, you got to take these into account by virtue of what the guy in charge is saying might be nothing but smoke when you get close to draft day and you get close to trade time. So I don't know that I believe that, frankly, David.
So according to the reports out of the Bay Area, that's really well put. I think that Kuminga was a guy who fell out of favor with Steve Kerr because, as it was put in the story, sometimes he forgot where Steph Curry was or who Steph Curry is. And then he couldn't play alongside Jimmy Butler. But when Butler went down in the playoffs, you know what Kuminga did? Stepped in and for four games averaged 24 points a game. So this might be a situation of good talent, bad fit. And if that's the case, the Bulls would be wise to swoop in. And you're right about a general manager saying what he needs to say, regardless of how he may really feel. So this may be a case where the Warriors sign in trades are what they – it's the way it works in the NBA – and sign and trade for Kuminga would be really, I don't want to say exciting for the Bulls, but it might be a little bit exciting.
It'd be a little bit different.
Yes, it'd be different.
We need a little bit different.
You need that.
Let's the Bulls get a little bit different
should
here.
Want that. They'll get different tomorrow night just by virtue of drafting 12th. but I would love to see the 12th pick accompanied by a trade that changes the complexion of your roster.
Did you guys see the report, too, about Coby White and the Magic and the Bulls declining that trade? There was rumor before the Desmond Bane trade that Magic's offered two first-round picks, a first-round swap between the two, and, like, two role players from the Magic. I think one was included. Cole Anthony was one of those players, I think, included.
I did not see
that. For Coby White. And they said the Bulls declined that, and then they went to the Grizzlies and got Desmond.
Get out. Everyone, get out.
I need to see that report.
Get out.
I'll send it to you.
We need to find that, Brandon Fryer.
Holy guacamole.
That's definitely interesting. Two first-round draft picks for Coby White. Remember what I said after the Desmond Bane deal?
Yeah, you did.
I wondered about that.
Good God.
Is he worth that?
Listen, you want to get different? That's worth getting different.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That would definitely make you different.
Is Orlando one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference?
They might be now.
Year?
Well, look, let's examine what's going on. Celtics now without Jason Tatum, and they traded Drew Holiday. Pacers without Tyrese Halliburton out for a year. The Bucks
without Dame Lillard.
Dame's out for a year. Now yeah. they're Giannis and friends.
Does Giannis want out?
I don't know.
Some phenomenal.
The Cavs are still the Cavs.
Restaurants in Chicago.
He owns one of them, doesn't he? Part owner. But
I thought Lou owned it.
Lou owns it. I think Giannis is maybe a part. I don't know the connection there. He's just there a lot. The Cavs are still the Cavs. That's the good news and the bad news for them.
Yes.
Because they do have a team that's great in the regular season, but they don't look like OKC waiting to happen, do they?
I don't know what to make of them. I don't think there's anyone in the Eastern Conference that looks like OKC waiting to happen.
No, that's the point, which is why it's wide open. Yeah. And I don't think the Bulls are in a position to transform. What was it yesterday? We asked if they're going to be transformational, transitional, or traditional. I think you would love to see them do something that's borderline transformational, but I don't think they're going to do it.
I mean, we'd love to see something different. And just see something different, and maybe they behave a little differently than they normally have.
I don't
value your own players too much, where you can't make a deal, you can't see yourself kind of reloading in any way. But, you know, whatever.
And let's also be...
Can I say this?
Yes.
I suspect that with all this talk and all these deals and all of the ideas that I feel like so many deals could happen that there won't be big deals made tomorrow. I mean, you know, Jamal Murray supposedly was one of the guys they were talking about when they were talking about trying to get Durant, that maybe they'd make some – they were going to change what they are because they aren't good enough. And people figure that Durant has like one more year as a really top player and you could get a title out of that maybe. If guys like that, if all these teams really were flirting with trading something big for Kevin Durant, does that mean all those players are now available to anybody? And I doubt it because it's a very special talent and a very different. But if you play the mental exercise,
you could do that.
We got to get rid of this guy.
But don't you think the biggest asset or the capital used to get Durant were draft picks?
Yeah, no question.
So those are things
that's what happened. Yeah.
So you don't look at it from the Bulls' perspective as actually getting somebody who might have been available in a trade for Durant now available for you. It's that maybe those draft picks are for somebody of a lesser caliber than Durant. And I still think that you might be interested in the draft capital if you're AK, but you don't. It's hard to say that with any sort of certainty because
he just turned. If that deal that he turned down is correct, then that tells you something. He doesn't want to. You know, again, the Bulls seem to value their own guys.
They value their own guys, and that's really something to consider when you talk about the Yahoo report that they declined the Magic's offer of two first round picks, and they didn't get more than Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso, who helped the OKC Thunder win a NBA title.
All right.
Collective size for everybody.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, Noah Syndergaard's first start in the major leagues was at Wrigley Field against the Chicago Cubs, and here he gets them in the postseason.
Down the left field line, and Schwarber goes down swinging by Noah Syndergaard. And he got him again. Noah Syndergaard leaves to a thunderous ovation here at Citi Field.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Man.
That is a little audio of yesterday's hero.
Bad memory there, Brandon Fryer.
I believe he's known as Thor.
Yes.
Was called Thor. Probably a nod to his Scandinavian surname. Did you know that... Syndergaard has been misspelled as much as any name ever.
I could imagine
by Major League Baseball.
I could imagine
there was like a poster of
him. Did not know that.
One year at the All-Star Game where they you know, instead of S-Y-N, they had S-N-Y. I'm just saying. Imagine you're looking at your name.
Well, like, that's one way you could misspell it, but it's also it's very tricky.
Guard is
because
got two
it's
A's
Syndergaard.
In it. Guard. G-A-A.
Yes, A-A. But it's not Syndergaard. It's Syndergaard.
Yes.
And there are two
E-R,
A's. And that highlight, in case you wonder, the thunderous ovation for Thor came on October 18th, 2015, game two of the NLCS against the Chicago Cubs, where he struck out 9 that night in 5 2/3 innings. And he was a rookie, and he was dynamic, and he was dominant, and he was a very... strong reason, a big reason why the Mets went to the World Series that year.
And Syndergaard, his name contains two A's, an E, and sometimes Y.
Yes. And he beat Jake Arrieta that night for the finish
of the
loop.
Those are his vowels.
Yes, those are all the vowels. He'd be a great name for Wheel of Fortune. Former Mets pitcher.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that would be the category.
Yeah. I want to buy an A.
Ding, ding. Ding. Three A's. You don't buy an A. Oh, yeah, you have to buy an A. That's right. You have to buy a ball.
Yeah, you got
three
buy
A's.
The ball.
Three A's. And then, yeah, it's
there's
anyway.
Only,
the reason
A's.
We're talking about Noah Syndergaard.
There's two A's.
There's two in the second name, the surname, and one in the first.
Noah. I did it again. What do you mean? What do you mean there's
all
no
right.
R's?
Noah Syndergaard is in the news because he signed a minor league contract with the Chicago White Sox.
I want an S.
And he will report to the Arizona complex in Glendale. He will take a couple days, maybe weeks. Who knows? It's a minor league deal. He hasn't pitched since 2023.
Yes. It's been a while.
He's been well-traveled.
What if he's not in shape?
Do you think that he is?
Well, I saw the Thor movies. I saw what happened to that poor guy
it's just a nickname. There's no correlation between Noah Syndergaard and the Thor movie that you saw.
Well, did Thor not get overweight in those movies, Brandon? Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he remembers. Dustin in those Marvel movies, the Marvel.
Mm-mm.
Are you there? He apparently he was obviously. He got nicknamed Thor because he did a video lifting weights, and then he would wear wear that Viking outfit while lifting weights. He kind of played into the Thor thing. He liked it.
What are the chances you will see
the long blonde hair,
the long flowing mane outside of a Sox cap and over a Sox uniform this year?
Well, I if that happens this year, I will buy a Sox hat with horns on the side. You know, like you take that Viking hat and you put, and maybe the Pope will wear one.
Will you wear that with your Pope t-shirt to be bought later?
I'm buying Pope t-shirts for the crew. I'm going to do that.
I don't think you need to do that.
I'm making it happen.
I told you. I know
Dustin's
a guy who knows
medium?
A guy.
Is that right? You got a medium?
No, yeah. He's a large.
No, he said he was medium.
He's a large.
You only wear medium, right?
No, he
likes to bust out.
He does. He likes
he's
to look
working
a little
on those pipes.
Svelte. Yes.
You're getting closer to a medium than I am, my friend.
So you are very going funny. Large. You want a large, Dustin?
Brandon, correct. What size you want?
I could take a medium or a large. It don't okay. matter.
Look at him. Yeah. He doesn't care. He's
flexible man.
He'll yeah. take Dustin's medium.
Yeah. Okay. I'm XL.
So am I.
Okay. So we need to do that. We'll get our Pope shirts. That'd be fun to wear them on the same day.
Yeah. We'll all wear the Pope shirt. We'll act like... I like the one... I got it all planned. Don't worry. I'll get him in here as fast as possible.
So Noah Syndergaard, you think he will pitch with the Sox?
Why would he sign?
What do you
sign?
Think about this deal?
Let me ask some. Seriously, why would you sign him? Why would you bring him in unless he was going
to
pitch?
To see what he's got.
Exactly.
Maybe he's got nothing left.
Well, he's going to show up in Arizona and he's going to try to pitch. So why not take a look at him? And what are you going to send him? Oh, you know, we need to get someone to pitch in AAA and Mike Clevenger isn't doing well or something.
He's 32 years old. You thought he was older than that.
How old is Clevenger?
Oh, too old. Okay. I don't want to compare him
is
to
Clevenger. Is Clevenger pitching in the minor leagues right now?
He has a 2-2 record at Charlotte. But
is he hurt or is he
I'm not sure. Pitching? Hold on. Okay. I'm still doing the Syndergaard
research. I'm just wondering
research.
What they're going to do when
like
they
I'm
trade
a
people.
Google machine here. I'm trying to work out in Syndergaard, and you got me looking up Clevenger stuff.
Honestly, I thought you were a Google machine in that you know this stuff off the top of your head.
I don't know the top of my head what Mike Clevenger's record is at Charlotte without checking it
you
out.
You just said 2-2.
Well, that's because I checked it out this morning earlier, and I remembered. But Noah Syndergaard has had a pretty injury-filled
yes.
but productive
yes.
major league career. When he has been healthy, he has been good.
Let me ask you something. If you're Noah Syndergaard and you sign with the Chicago White Sox, do you sign so you can go to Arizona and hang out? Do you like the baseball hat, or do you feel like that's the fastest path?
Well, I think he walks in the doors
in the MLB
at Camelback Ranch, and he looks around and says, hey, where's Colston Montgomery?
Oh,
did he leave already?
Oh, my God. He's going to pitch to
I
him.
Think you do this as a pathway back
yes.
to the majors.
Yeah, it's probably the easiest pathway to the majors.
Because you get a start, maybe you get another start, maybe yeah. you get a few starts. You get starts before the deadline, and you get traded to a team that wants to take as big of a risk as the White Sox might be taking. And
they're not
going to
trade Syndergaard. They're going to use him once they trade whoever is here, once you and your friends on the north side trade for Aaron Savaya.
That's not happening.
Savali.
You can still believe that's going to happen, but that's not going to happen.
I believe Bruce told us the AL Central.
He did not mean the White Sox. Let's hope that he meant Seth Lugo from the Royals, which would make a lot more sense for what the Cubs need to be looking for, and that's a top-of-the-rotation starter. And Bruce did say AL Central in today's game of, guess what Bruce is thinking? It's great content.
It's wonderful.
It's a great thought exercise.
If it's sincere,
it's going to get old.
And it's going to happen, and it's not just him teasing us, then it's brilliant.
Bruce isn't that cruel.
No, he's not.
He also, as we said, remember the open way back when in 5:30 when Bruce predicted that the Cubs were going to get awarded the All-Star game in 2027? And then
I told you that.
Voila. Months later, it has gotten closer to that point. Someone else is reporting it.
Bob Nightingale had it in his Sunday notebook.
Yeah. So now Bruce comes out yesterday, teases us with a little tidbit, says the Cubs are going to make a deal sooner rather than later, maybe the next week or so.
Bruce has credibility.
Let's hope. Yeah, he does have credibility. Let's hope he knows something here.
Yep. He knows the rules.
And he's that is a bit of a tease, though. He won't tell us much more than that. But
yeah, he's working on it.
So Noah Syndergaard is going to be in the White Sox complex probably as early as today, and maybe in a White Sox uniform weeks.
I want to know if he's in shape, if he's ready to throw. It would appear if you're going to sign, if you're him and you sign, that means you want to pitch again in the major leagues.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you feel, you know, not only that, he probably feels like he has a couple of years left.
Mm-hmm.
If he's healthy again and things are going well, we'll see. It'll be something definitely to monitor. It's a name signing, even if it's a name from the past.
MILB.com has Mike Clevenger's last three games, and the last one is in April, so I don't think he's any longer maybe pitching or on the roster, but we need to look into that. And he is 34 years old. He's 2 years older than
Syndergaard. He's older, yeah.
His hair just as long.
Do we know that Syndergaard hasn't gotten a haircut?
No, I don't know that. Haven't seen him in years. He hasn't pitched in years. He hasn't pitched since 2023. So we don't know much about him except for it represents a calculated risk by the White Sox, who have gotten good production out of two other veterans they did not expect to get production from. Your guy Savale has now in two starts given them some serviceable innings. And then Adrian Hauser has been all but a revelation. This guy is somebody who's been consistent. So, yeah, you like their track record with guys who are placeholders. That's what they are. Helping themselves out, helping their careers out, helping the Sox out in the meanwhile.
Yeah.
Sox back in action tonight at the Rate. It's against the Diamondbacks. I think Jordan Leisure is going to be the opener in a bullpen game.
I will wager you now that Mike Vassell pitches the most innings of any of the bullpen.
I'm not betting against that. Why would I bet against that?
I don't know. Maybe you want to lose a bet.
I don't want to lose a bet. No, I don't want to lose a bet. I don't like losing bets.
Do you worry if Syndergaard has lost his hair, that he's lost his strength? Is there like
start calling him Samson.
Samson Delilah thing going on here. Is that what you're implying?
Maybe. Could be.
Okay. I think it's super cool. I think it's fun.
It is fun.
Let's see if it works.
Cubs back in St. Louis tonight. They need to win this game. It is a must-win statement game, according to Dustin Rhodes, who qualifies these things. And a quality start is what they need from Jameson Taillon.
Did Dustin use that term?
No. I used the term. He rolled his eyes, as per usual. So,
how many home runs?
Jameson Taillon will give up two home runs. He'll go six innings, and the Cubs will win tonight. They're going to answer the bell. They will do what they need to do against a guy being called up from AAA. If this lineup that we grave about so often can't get to a AAA pitcher tonight, be very disappointing. Very disappointing. So he's a right-hander. That means we'll see Michael Busch tonight, about time. And we'll see, I don't know, maybe we won't see Matt Shaw. We might see Vidal Brujan playing third base. How would you like that, Dustin? I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I don't think he'd like that. You don't like
Brujan. He's shaking his head. This is radio.
Well, you're big on telling everybody I'm rolling my eyes. You can't see that either in radio unless we're watching on Twitch and they got the camera on me. So now you can do play-by-play. Maybe that's another job you want to have, play-by-play. And you do play-by-play on what I'm doing on the other side of the glass.
His eye is twitching like Herbert Lom as he talks about.
I have no aspirations to be a play-by-play
guy. No play-by-play?
No. None.
So the next set, when you Wally Pitt me on the pre and post game, you're not going to go do Zach? You're not going to be Zach in the fifth?
No, I'm not going to do Zach in the fifth.
That's only Spiegel can do Zach
in the fifth. That's fine. Okay. I have no interest in doing play-by-play.
Did you want to do the fifth inning when you did the pre and post?
Gosh, no.
Okay.
It was hard enough to do the pre and the post.
Oh, I know. I know.
I remember when I did, was that last year or 2 years ago?
You did the hockey soundtrack.
I did.
And Brandy put it to the ice. And
well, yeah, I did that play-by-play. That was funny. I did the hockey thing, but that was at home. That was at home to my son.
Who did a nice job
phone.
With the play-by-play, like on a total whim, was Casey Johnson. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that was awesome.
Like down in
That's
Indy?
Part of his open.
Right, yeah. He did a nice job.
He rose to the occasion.
Yeah, he did.
I was in the Coombe chair when I did the fifth inning, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, and I did the pre and post. And that was fun. That was different.
Oh, she did a little analyst work.
It did a little analyst work. I wasn't like filling in for Ozzy, but
did
it was.
Did you take calls?
No calls, unless there was a no hitter post game. No calls post game.
No.
That's a great shot.
That is the best.
That is the best.
You did great, Dustin. I'm glad we're talking about it again because we are all proud of you, and that wasn't that long ago.
Thanks. There's a rumor I might be doing it again.
Is that right? Stay Look tuned. At you. When? Any idea?
That's a tease.
That's a rumor.
That's a tease.
That's a tease.
All right.
Once they make that trade for the AL Central pitcher.
It sounds like a negotiation.
He's covering Savaglia's first outing with the Cubs. All right, we've got so much to do. We're going to bring in our guy, Marshall Harris, and we'll talk to him next. It's Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Martin looks tired. Oh, he looks tired. Oh, he's got the puck. Oh, my gosh. Here he goes. Oh, he scored. Oh, he won.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.